It is Friday, November 9th, 2012, and this is Ozarks at Large. I'm Antoinette Grajeda.
And I'm Kyle Kellums. KUAF is supported by All My Treasures, a flea market and antique mall on Highway 16 East in Fayetteville, serving interior designers, collectors, and dealers for 26 years with memorabilia, antiques, furniture, and more. Open Monday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sundays from 1 until 6 p.m. 575-0250 for more information. And Walton Arts Center presents Letters Home Sunday afternoon at 2. The performance puts the current wars in Afghanistan and Iraq front and center with actual letters written by soldiers serving in the Middle East. In honor of Veterans Day, a limited number of free tickets will be available on a first-come, first-served basis. Tickets can be picked up at the KUAF studios at 9 South School Street in Fayetteville, 575-2556 for more information.
Ahead on Ozarks, startup companies end a more than three-month acceleration process and vie for $150,000 prizes to be used as investments in their new companies. The first-ever ARC Challenge ended yesterday at Crystal Bridges in Bentonville. And this is a time for anniversaries in the area. 20 years for Walton Art Center, 1 year of operation at Crystal Bridges Museum of American Art, and 20 years for one local store that has grown thanks to the web. Those stories and more ahead on Ozarks at Large.
But first, voter approval of a half-cent sales tax hike to raise money for Arkansas highways will raise the tax to 6.5% beginning July 1st. Scott Munsell with the Arkansas Highway and Transportation Department says none of the projects outlined in the ballot measure have yet started.
There's a few people that we need to bring on board. We're starting to look at hiring a financial advisor in terms of the bond program, and then also possibly bringing in a project manager to kind of oversee the entire program. So there's a lot of first steps that need to take place before we can actually get down to the design process and the actual work that people start to see.
He says the money will fund necessary improvements on state highways, including the widening of Interstates 40 and 540.
The Springdale Fire Department is rolling out a new information system that aims to keep residents more informed of the department's operations. Fire Chief Mike Irwin says messages from the Nixle Service will include information about daily training activities, fire prevention events, and information about the calls to which the department responded during the previous day.
It was developed for law enforcement several years ago and has just kind of came into vogue with now public safety in general. And it's an actual site that you have to sign up for. You have to get approval before you can actually post on the site and all that stuff. So it's a pretty secure site. And that's why we chose that, is because that way it's pretty selective on who can get in there and post and all that stuff. But it is free for us, and it's free for the citizens that want to sign up to get those reports.
Irwin says the idea for sending the daily reports was one he carried over from his last job in Pocatello, Idaho.
We were trying to integrate social media because that seems to be where a lot of people are beginning to pick up all of the information that they're getting now. And it was just a way for us to reach the citizens of our community to kind of give them an idea of what their fire department was doing. It's like I tell everybody, the fire department is the citizens of the communities. It's not mine or anybody else's. It's theirs. And we certainly want them to understand and know what we're doing.
Irwin says Nixle can be set up to forward posts to Facebook and Twitter. Although the department doesn't currently have a Twitter account, Irwin says the service is set up to automatically forward posts to the fire department's Facebook account. The Beaver Watershed Alliance will hold its fall fundraiser tonight at Hobbs State Park. Jason Kendall is the executive director of the organization, and he says a fundraiser has a slightly different focus than a typical fundraiser.
Folks are familiar with fundraisers, you know, gala events, signature events, even just small casual fundraising dinners. But really with what we're doing here, the focus is in getting folks together, having a good time, sharing the story of the Alliance. And there will be an opportunity for folks to make pledges and support our mission, but our primary point is to make friends and raise awareness.
Kendall says raising awareness is crucial to the organization, and awareness of water issues is what helped start the organization.
We're basically started as a kind of a grassroots organization through the Northwest Arkansas Council, who were looking at increased demands on water and nervous about water quality and wanted to make sure that we protected the resource that we had. So making sure folks in the community are aware of what we do and our mission really raises capacity for us, not just potential for finances down the road to help us fund programming, but also to seek out program partners.
Kendall says partnerships are the main way the Watershed Alliance is able to expand the outreach and education components of its mission. The fundraiser kicks off at 5:30 this evening at Hobbs State Park Visitor Center.
The Benton County Sheriff's Office is holding its annual Fall Food Drive. Proceeds from the drive go to the Northwest Arkansas Food Bank. Food Bank President Marge Wolf says this is the fifth year for the Sheriff's Office to hold a holiday food drive for the food bank.
There's just so much that comes in, and it's just great product. It's canned goods. It's shelf-life stuff that people are able to use. And you know, it used to be just over the holidays that we needed a lot of big food drives, and now it's all year round. But during the holidays, it's huge. So many people would not have things at all that would coincide basically with a holiday if it wasn't for the food drive that the Sheriff's Department does. And it's not just the Sheriff's Department. You know, the Sheriff's Department does the event, and it's wonderful. I mean, what they do for us is great. But it's all the merchants that help them.
Wolf says about 34 different businesses are partnering with the food drive this year, and proceeds from the food drive, as well as donations from a garden tended by prisoners at the Benton County Jail, come at a time when the food bank faces increased demand.
With the economy being what it is and what it has been, we don't get the donations, of course, that we used to get because of the economy, quite frankly. Many of the people that used to donate to the food bank, unfortunately, some of those people are in line now getting food from different pantries. So, yes, I just can't begin to tell you how much this helps the community.
All told, Wolf says everything the Benton County Sheriff's Office has contributed over the past 5 years totals up to about £25,000.
The newest park in Bentonville opened today as Austin Baggett Park. If those names are familiar to Bentonville listeners, that's because the park located on Southeast D Street is named after long-serving aldermen Eddie Austin and Mary Baggett. According to a press release from the Bentonville Parks Department, Austin is a longtime Bentonville resident and has served on the council since November of 1986. During his time on the council, he advocated for public parks and facilities to benefit the families who live in Bentonville. Baggett is a Bentonville native and was elected as the first woman to serve on the city council in 1972. She resigned from the council to work for the city, working directly for six mayors. She rejoins the city council in 2001 and is serving her 11th consecutive year on the council.
The Arkansas Men's Soccer Club Saturday will host its first home playoff game in 4 years. Arkansas faces the University of Oklahoma in the Oklahoma Collegiate Club Soccer League playoff at 1 at the University Recreation Sports Complex in Fayetteville. A victory would push Arkansas into the championship game at 3 Sunday afternoon. Even if the team doesn't make it into Sunday's Oklahoma League Championship, the men's soccer club will travel to Memphis, Tennessee next week to compete in the National Intramural Recreational Sport Association's National Soccer Championship. The trip will be the club's first appearance in the national tournament.
Tonight's weather forecast calls for partly cloudy conditions with a low in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, expect partly cloudy skies with a high in the low to mid 70s. And tomorrow night, expect mostly cloudy conditions with a 20% chance of rain and thunderstorms and a low in the upper 50s to lower 60s.